strong hornets to bring them to time and to help his own people to win. Well, the hornets persuaded the people was best move quickly and not to go slow. He does not compel us to go against our will, but it just makes us willing to go. God does not compel us to go. Oh no. God does not compel us to go. No, no. God does not compel us to go against our will, but it just makes us willing to go. When Balaam was sent to the throne of Moab, he wanted things done his own way. His believing faithful spoke at the right time, made him willing God's word to obey. God can use anybody, and he used Balaam's mule, and God is almighty, you know. He does not compel us to go against our will, but he just makes us willing to go. God does not compel us to go, oh no. God does not compel us to go, no, no. God does not compel us to go against our will, but it just makes us willing to go. When Jonah was sent to the work of the Lord, the outlook was not very bright. He never had done such a hard thing before, so he shirked and ran off from the fight. God sent a great whale to swallow him up. This story I'm sure you all know. He does not compel us to go against our will, but he just makes us willing to go. God does not compel us to go, oh no. God does not compel us to go, no, no. God does not compel us to go against our will, but he just makes us willing to go. Now if a nest of live hornets were brought to this room, and the creatures allowed to go free, you would not need urging to get yourself hens, but you just want to leave, don't you see? They would not take hold by force of their strength to throw you outside, oh no. They would not compel you to go against your will, but they just make us willing to go. God does not compel us to go, oh no. God does not compel us to go. God does not compel us to go against our will, but he just makes us willing to go.